Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
New 6.7 billion rand bid for the Springboks commercial rights has emerged. That's according to a report in Business Day this morning, which says it comes from a consortium made up of Altvest Capital, Easy Equities, 27-4 Investment Managers and Rainfin. The story breaks ahead of today's meeting of the SA Rugby Union, which is due to vote on a much lower value bid from a US-based private equity firm. That bid looks doomed, as a number of key unions have indicated that they're opposed to it. The new local bid is much higher, would leave control with SARU, unlike the American offer. No indication at this stage of what either SARU or the individual unions think of the new bid. Howls of anguish from stranded SAA passengers as its pilots' strike begins to bite. It started yesterday morning when the SAA Pilots Association and the National Transport Movement Pilots Forum stopped work indefinitely. They're holding out for a 15.7% wage increase plus benefits. The airline's offering 8.46% backdated to April. Immediately, flights were cancelled from OR Tambo to Harare, Vic Falls, Lusaka, Lubumbashi, Accra and Sao Paulo. Also affected, according to travel agents, flights from Johannesburg to Cape Town, Durban, Windhoek and Mauritius. Compounding problems, according to Business Day, as the cancellations went into effect, SAA had just three agents on hand at OR Tambo to handle hundreds of angry passengers. The pilots say they've made many sacrifices over the years of business rescue. The airline says if it grants the increases they want, SAA will go bankrupt. Global consulting firm McKinsey has agreed to pay 2.2 billion rand to resolve a US investigation into bribery in South Africa. The bribes were paid to Transnet and Eskom to secure insider information to help McKinsey win tenders. They centered around a McKinsey partner, Vikas Sega, who was fired 7 years ago. On the markets, the JSE All Share closed last evening up 0.6%, the Top 40 up 0.7%, London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow down 0.6%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both down 0.2%. Tokyo this morning down 0.9%, Hong Kong up 1.7%, Sydney down 0.6%. The US dollar has pulled back to 106 against the euro. Now that's helped the rand a tad, 18.03 to the dollar, 19.06 to the euro, 22.98 to the pound. Gold this morning at 2,639, platinum 945, Brent crude oil just on $72 a barrel. And finally, Bitcoin, which went as high as $103,000 per coin in the past couple of days. That's seen some profit taking. Bitcoin has slipped back to just over 97,707.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.